Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Name to throw out there. And again, as I mentioned, he's coming in for a visit tomorrow. Can I be excited? Because I'm not. I would love to be excited for quarterbacks walking in. And it's just Russell Wilson does not do anything. In terms of excitement, in terms of, oh, I'm really excited. But I don't know if that's just me sitting here sort of just being a Debbie Downer about the quarterbacks that are available, because let's be honest, they're not great. The free agent quarterbacks, especially the ones that are left on the market, you're basically down to Kirk, who technically isn't on the market, and then Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And, well, if you've ever looked at the Browns quarterback big board, you would know Aaron Rodgers isn't someone that fits in there. Which, by the way, afternoon drive today. Ready to take a shot. They were ready to rip apart the Browns quarterback big board. Never got there. Never quite got it. I mean, they were talking about it come 2:20 and 6:40 rolled around and never came. Never got there. Show switched over. I'm sure they will. I'm sure this will help antagonize, and I'm sure JP and Nick are listening on their way homes. But yeah, they just never got there. Some would say cowards. Some would say not. I sit here and wait. I wait for the attack on my quarterback big board. And, you know, maybe a shot back, a defense, ready to be taken. But in part of that, the quarterbacks you have remaining, you got two in the top 12, and then you have the guy at the very bottom of the list in Aaron Rodgers. But Russell Wilson, the focus of the day, because the Browns bringing him in, there's been a little bit of chatter. How serious is it? Right? Is it basically just Russ getting back at the Steelers? Is it the Browns trying to prove something to the Falcons? I think realistically, as the Browns sit here, you don't even really have the luxury to be playing these games and not be taking a look at a couple of these quarterbacks seriously. Veteran options are currently right now a little bit of slim picking. You got to get to somebody that you actually enjoy. And Russ, like it or not, if the Browns are looking to bring in another veteran option, he is at least within the top three. Right? I think you can make some arguments probably where you put Kirk, Aaron Rodgers, and Russ in this entire conversation. But at the very least, Russell Wilson falls into the top three. And now the question you have to ask yourself as a Browns fan is, if Kirk isn't available and the Browns aren't willing to make a trade for Kirk Cousins, and you sit here and you're left to a couple of options, how big of a downgrade are you talking to go from Kirk Cousins to Russell Wilson? And in reality, as you look at the two guys, I think that as being a Browns fan, you want to say, after watching Russ last year and get to the last few games that he played and watching them intently as a Browns fan and keeping tabs on him, you're like, well, that guy wasn't good and he wasn't good enough for the Steelers, so why on earth would he be good enough here? But I think in reality, as much as we don't like it, the two quarterbacks probably aren't separated by all that much. Kirk to Russ is probably not as big of a drop-off as we want to talk about, right? I mean, Russ threw 16 touchdowns, 5 picks across the year. Obviously, didn't play for the beginning of the season. That was Justin Fields. But he started in 11 games, whereas Kirk Cousins goes through and starts in 14, 18 touchdowns, 16 picks. The numbers alone, the raw numbers would tell you Russ was probably the better quarterback in that stretch. He played relatively well, and they both suffered from the same issue. If you compare their last games that they played for their team, yeah, every single one of those guys took a massive step back from where they were, right? Aaron Rodgers is a flip, but both Russ and Kirk Cousins go from pretty good start of the year to what on earth happened. But as you balance that back and forth and you realize, well, Kirk wasn't that great towards the end. Russ wasn't that great towards the end. And the Browns are down to options at quarterback that I don't think anybody can fall in love with. I think realistically, as a Browns fan, you have to realize that Russ coming in is a legitimate option. They're not just tossing him in, I don't think, for this purpose of, oh, it benefits us as the Browns, it benefits you as the Steelers. It benefits us as the Browns, it benefits you as Russell Wilson. Doesn't benefit the Steelers in any way, shape, or form. But I think the reality is that the Browns are looking for a quarterback. And they realize right now that, yeah, we can try what we want to get Kirk to become available. We can kind of sit here and call the bluff of the Falcons and holding on to Kirk. At the end of the day, if they decide that's what they want to do, and I'm not willing to give up draft picks for Kirk Cousins, yeah, Russ is there. And you have to start talking to other quarterbacks. And there's not a ton of great options openly sitting out on the market of guys who you would love to have jump in and play quarterback for you in 2025. Right? I mean, you talk about the top names outside of the three guys we've talked about right now. I mean, you're talking about going and getting Joe Flacco back, which for Browns fans, unfortunately, might be a great call to the heavens to go get Joe. The guy's not going to do anything impeccable here, right? Played off the back of a really good defense, had a few really good games, threw for a lot of yards, also threw for a lot of interceptions. I'm not saying it'd be the worst thing in the world, but you're not getting to 11 wins off the back of Joe Flacco in 2 out of 3 years. Won't happen. So I would not go and view that as this amazing product, this amazing option. I would say that as a Browns fan, you're probably seriously looking at Russ, and then you're probably looking at Aaron over in the corner being like, do I really want to go there? Do I really want to take that swing? Because the answer is probably no, but it's basically the quarterbacks you're down to. It's that or put your faith in Kenny Pickett. Again, I don't like the aspect of bringing in Russ. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it is a really good option compared to what's on the table. If it's Kenny Pickett or I have to bring in Russ, I'd like to bring in Russ for that conversation. I'd like to bring it in to compete with Kenny, to compete with whatever quarterback I decide I'm taking out of the draft. That is then the least of your worries. The Browns don't have this great pedestal to stand on and talk about, well, we're going to search for the perfect quarterback, and if it's not there, no, you need a quarterback in the room. You need a guy that you can actually count on to start several games. And if it comes down to, hey, you really love Cam Ward, and Cam Ward's not there at two, and you really liked Kirk Cousins, and you can't get Kirk Cousins, and now all of a sudden it's Kenny Pickett is your lone option because you decided to be stubborn, you have not put yourself into great company. And again, we've talked about it. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski can't afford to go down that road. They can't afford to play their hand with what they know to be is less than ideal circumstances. They need to take the best opportunity possible. And realistically, I think Russ gets you into that conversation as best idea possible. Him and Kirk Cousins, to me, just not separated by all that much. If you tell me Kirk 2 years off an Achilles tear is miles worse than the current version of Russ, I'm not buying it, at least in the product on the field. Now, if we want to have a conversation about off the field, it's a different story. I would believe that Kirk Cousins is probably one of the better guys locker room wise to have there. Is he a tremendous leader? I don't know. Is he going to cause the same problems that Russ is going to cause? I could take a pretty good shot at not. Right? Some way, somehow, everywhere that Russ goes, there seems to be a butting of the heads. And they can't last for more than a year or two in any destination that he ends up in. You go from Pete Carroll's offense to Denver, which we know was a tragedy, and he couldn't mesh with Sean Payton. He couldn't mesh with Nathaniel Hackett, but that's not really a fair test there. But even with Mike Tomlin, clearly the Steelers in Russ, they made something work, but it was not this great relationship where they're rekindling a fire going into 2025. It feels like it's pretty much put out at this point, and Russ has to look elsewhere. And again, if I'm the Browns and I have to go through and weigh my options, well, if you don't talk to Russ and you don't talk to Aaron Rodgers, it's much lower, and these guys aren't just going to sit around and be available for week after week. I would think that the Giants are probably considering bringing somebody in. They have to probably go and get somebody. The Giants are in that conversation. The Titans are in that conversation. And the Steelers are in that conversation. Well, there's about three quarterbacks worth a damn left, and you have four teams ready to go. And if the Falcons don't let go of Kirk, then it's four teams fighting over two guys. So not only is the downgrade on the field probably not all that bad, but in addition to that, what are your other options? Where else are you going? If it's not Kirk and it's not Russ, you have nowhere to turn. You are getting a quarterback that is essentially going to be of the equivalent of Kenny Pickett. A reclamation project, a guy who didn't work out elsewhere, or a guy that you're just flat out taking a flyer on. And that doesn't feel great either, right? If I went into this thing with a pick on our quarterback big board from yesterday, if I go into this thing with Kenny Pickett, Cooper Rush, and a rookie quarterback, I mean, you're picking between hopefully not garbage, backup quarterback, and backup quarterback. Again, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski can't live with anything other than, I at least know this guy can start games for me, and I know that this guy can lead a team to at least somewhere close to a winning season because he's done it time and time again. Kirk has done it. Russ has done it. Heck, Aaron Rodgers, six wins is better than we were last year. Not advocating for Aaron, but he's in that same tier of quarterback right now. All of those guys are in a category of their own based on the free agents left standing. So if I'm going to get one, and Russ has to be a real consideration. Russ has to be somebody that I look at and I say can legitimately have a chance here, and I can't just walk away from. Now, there's a lot of things that come with it. The money is obviously more of an issue with Russ than it is going to be with Kirk if he gets released. But, shocker, shocker, you're going to have to pay a quarterback money, right? It should not be coming as a massive surprise. 216-474-0092. How big of a downgrade is Russell Wilson compared to Kirk Cousins for you? As well, I want to talk about Russ just playing for the Steelers and what that kind of means. You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Still a lot to get to tonight, and it's a packed show. 7:40, we'll get to the station buzz. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs. You've heard him on the station from time to time. We'll talk to Danny about where that team's at. 9 o'clock, get a grip. Immediately following at 9:20, we'll talk to Lance Reisland of Cleveland.com about your Browns, and we'll get into a whole lot more. Browns, Cavs alike. It's so much to get into, so much fun to have. But right now, 216-474-0092. How big of a downgrade is Russell Wilson compared to Kirk Cousins? It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on The Fan.
I should have berated you at 620 today, and instead I berated the Browns for thanking DTR for existing, I guess. And so I'm here to berate you to your face like a good friend.
But that's the way to do it. Honestly, even better. I mean, we basically would have been face-to-face at 622. But I'll take this. This is fine, too. You can always call in. I enjoy this part of it as well. What possibly could you berate me on, Nick? What possibly could it be?
I mean, it could be any number of things. Your over-reliance on sweatpants. Your very boyish beard, which I like and I appreciate, but you can do better than that. Your quarterback big board, which was just quite frankly the most bipolar piece of content I've seen. I got a few things I could berate you on.
All right, well, I think that you covered the boyish beard that I apparently have, which I, by the way, think is a fine beard. It's not perfect. It's okay. I think people would agree it's an okay beard. It's not a great beard. But quarterback big board would probably be a good place. I don't know that anything else there is worth anything more of a conversation.
there are plenty of guys who can't go within 500 yards of a school that agree your beard is great.
Well, thank you very much for that. I would like to not be grouped in with them. My barber tells me it's okay. I think he would tell me to. Well, my barber of like 14 years.
Listen, it goes one of two ways. Either you're grouped in with them or they just really like you, Jake. You're still a young man, Jake.
I think I'm beyond that, right? I mean, 23, do I climb out of that ranks as much as you call me? What was it? What did you refer to the group of people there? It was Anthony, I think, that you were berating on air. But you just put all of us into one basket and then also categorized us into murderers while talking about goldfish.
Yeah, I don't remember. See, I insult so many people so often that I just try to remember and keep them all in line. It's a tough one, but listen, I like where you have Joe Milton on your big board. I think you are ahead of where people are. You should be. I think you're bat bleeping crazy about Hendon Hooker, who was honestly overrated at Tennessee. And then the biggest, I hear you talking about, well, Russell Wilson. You have that clown show at 11, and you have Aaron Rodgers last.
Correct.
If you are willing to indulge the games of Russell Wilson and the spicy and all the things that teams hate about him, not just in Pittsburgh, not just in Denver, but also in Seattle, why wouldn't you go for a bigger payoff and go for somebody who is honestly the better football player in Aaron Rodgers?
When you look at Russ, look at what he's done in the places that he's left. Like, Aaron Rodgers has left a mess. Green Bay is fine. Green Bay always prepares for that. He's going to walk out of the Jets, and they're basically bringing in Justin Fields and trying to piece everything back together. Not that the Broncos were great, but...
Who were the Jets before Aaron Rodgers showed up? Were they some miracle of a... I forgot. Were they a bad franchise? Were they an awful franchise?
Yeah, they would be lumped into that category with Zach Wilson as their quarterback, I would think.
I mean, they went from Sam Darnold to Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers. And listen, am I a little afraid that Robert Saleh, as a head coach, isn't the leader we hoped he would be when he was being interviewed around the NFL? Yes. Do I have those same issues with Kevin Stefanski? I think he can draw up a game plan with the best of them. I think leadership is nowhere near his strong suit. So is there a part of me that is afraid of Aaron Rodgers near Kevin Stefanski? Yes. But if we're talking about winning and the Browns have continued to espouse they're trying to win, if I'm bringing in a head case, I want to make it so at least that head case makes it worth it. At least that head case might be able to throw for 35 touchdowns next year, and at least that head case played well in the second half of the season, and Russell Wilson did not. I simply say, even if you want to put Russ in front of Rodgers, big board speaking, they should probably be within the general area of each other.
I can't take on Aaron Rodgers. I can't do it. Everything that goes with it, I don't know whether he's just going to sign a contract and then decide to run for vice president in 2028. I'm not sure. I have no clue what he's going to go do.
What's the difference with Russ and Aaron? I don't think I've heard you espouse the difference.
What would be the difference in your eyes that there would be so much different? Russ goes out there, sure. Do coaches not like him? I don't know that teammates hate him all that much. I think it was you yourself today talked about how much coaches dislike him. Players not maybe not as much, but
Richard Sherman hates him. That's all I need to know.
Oh, well, okay. We're just basing everything off who Richard Sherman doesn't like. I don't know that that's the way to judge our NFL fandom. Is that
Michael Bennett, David Hawthorne, do I just need to keep mentioning Golden Tate? Oh, Golden Tate hates Russell Wilson. And that dude threw him the football.
Either way, I don't think that anything that Russ does, like, is he corny? Yes. Is he going to bring slight negative publicity? Yes. I mean, truthfully, what did you hear out of Pittsburgh last year that was so awful about Russell Wilson other than the fact of, well, he's not that great, like, on the football field, but off the field, I feel like Russ was relatively quiet.
He was actively fighting Arthur Smith for control of the Steelers' offense.
Well, I would also actively fight Arthur Smith for control of the offense. I mean,
all right. Well, no, at some point you're giving one guy the benefit of the doubt for being a turd while not giving the other guy. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, it's the damn Jets. Like, Aaron was dysfunctional in a dysfunctional situation. Russ was dysfunctional in a completely functional situation with one of the three best leaders of head coaches in the NFL.
I mean, if you fight Arthur Smith, it's like, okay, so Aaron was fighting Robert Sala, somehow not fighting Nathaniel Hackett, because that always manages to work out. I mean, one, that's enough for me. If I bring in Aaron Rodgers, the fact that Nathaniel Hackett has to be on my coaching staff, the fact that the Browns might have to go and trade for Devontae Adams after he just signed a contract, he might bring four other people with him and then play one-year dip, have all of those guys be a horrendous replacement. Like, Russ carries baggage. He doesn't carry as much baggage as Aaron Rodgers. That's where I think I draw line. It crosses.
What a line to split. One guy's got three Prada bags and the other's got four.
I think it's a good line. I think three is probably the right number there. If you told me you had four Prada bags, I'd have a question, Nick.
I'm more of a Gucci guy.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Nick Wilson is pure Gucci.
Yeah, I would have painted you. Listen, I've seen you wearing the Gucci flip-flops at the station. I've seen those.
That's true.
I would have known.
Only in style and comfort. Well, I've had enough of winning this argument. So I do want to say, in all sincerity, congrats on the job, buddy. I know, like, you know, Ken started this whole thing at nights, you know, some 13, 14 years ago. I tried to pick up the mantle and take it as best as I could. You know, JP was just on there. You know, you've got a lot to live up to, but dude, I have no doubt that you're going to do it. You are such a good dude. You are a sponge in the best possible way. Just keep your head down, keep working. I already know people are responding to you. You're going to kill it. And I really cannot wait to see where you take this thing, because you've got a butt ton of talent, man. So just stay hungry, stay humble, keep doing what you're doing. And I am so freaking proud of your progress from where you started some 2 years ago with us to where you are today. Really, buddy, best of luck. Keep killing it.
I appreciate it a ton, Nick. You're a big reason for me being here. So I appreciate you just as much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now that I agree. No, I'm kidding. All right, buddy. Be good.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Again, Nick Wilson of Afternoon Drive. You can catch him from 2 to 7 Monday through Friday if you didn't already know. If you didn't know, then wake up. Wake up. You're asleep on the station here. Hopefully him and JP get back to it. The fact that if the biggest problem you pull away is I don't like Aaron Rodgers and what he brings to the table, and Russ was at 11 – and that is the biggest damning piece of evidence. Yeah, I'll take the bias. I don't like Aaron Rodgers as somebody on my team. Off the field issues feel very much an issue, very much a problem. Again, I'd fight Arthur Smith over control of an offense. I think you'd be crazy not to fight Arthur Smith over control of an offense. Oh no, the two places where he's been in full control: the Atlanta Falcons 2 years ago and the Steelers last year. One of them ended up being a playoff team, just one that had no shot of winning more than one game. But it's fine. I mean, we'll just blame it all on Russ. Again, much rather have Kirk. That's the big thing here. I would much rather take Kirk Cousins rather than going through and taking Russell Wilson. But guess what? You're getting to the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the barrel is where you have gotten in terms of veteran quarterbacks. And you have to find a way to make this entire thing come together and actually have a chance to succeed last year. Whether or not you like Russ, heck, whether or not you like Aaron Rodgers, I would take him, again, sitting at 36, dead last on my quarterback big board. If you have to go to him, he could probably win you a few games. He might be able to put you over the hump. He won six games with the ultra-talented Jets offense last year when Russ, while, yes, a part of a far better organization, did lead him to the playoffs. Under a coach who now can't fail to get to the playoffs, but he led them to a playoff game. I think that's a lot better with a much worse offense than the Jets were putting together. And again, Aaron pretty much handpicked half of his staff. I mean, you had Nathaniel Hackett. He was able to run Robert Saleh out of town. And he had Alan Lazard with him. He had Devontae Adams with him. He practically handcrafted his wide receiver core. And by the way, threw you Garrett Wilson on top of it and still couldn't make it work. Well, I don't think you're going to work with David Njoku and Jerry Jeudy either. The other thing with Russ that I think backs a lot of Browns fans into a very uncomfortable spot at this point is whether or not it would be almost harder to root for Russ knowing that he played for Pittsburgh last year, which is a really interesting dynamic. I don't know that I've ever looked and thought to myself and looked at Browns fans and made the same consideration that if you had the chance to go get a Steelers player, I feel like that Browns fans usually are feeling very prideful on that idea that I don't want to go have a guy who also played for the Steelers because maybe you're not going to understand the rivalry being on the other side of it, playing both ends. And I mean, unless things went absolutely terribly for you in Pittsburgh and you were playing with a grudge, I don't know that Russ wouldn't be. I don't know that he fully would be. He was a quarterback. I'd much rather have like a linebacker, I think, in that sort of sense. But I almost feel like Pittsburgh would think the opposite way. You have a chance to go acquire a former Cleveland Brown, and it's like you would love to jump at the opportunity if you think he'd be good enough, just in a move of spite to say, oh, you guys couldn't make it work with him. Well, guess what? The Steelers are going to make it work with him. And I feel like Browns fans should be the other way. The idea that somebody used to play for the Steelers, I think, should almost make it easier to root for that player. Like, Russ should be, if nothing else, if you want to go in and next year say, well, at least we took down the Pittsburgh Steelers, Russ may be the best quarterback to put in the building to do that. He may be the easiest guy to root for in that building simply during that game. Very hard guy to root for outside of it. But during that game, I think it's a legitimate opportunity in order to do so. I just don't know how much stock you're putting in. Oh, well, Russ played for the Steelers, and I can't root for somebody who then played for the Steelers and up and then joined the Browns. I feel like that's something that Cleveland fans, just from knowing people, would not be very fond of. Or maybe it's just the fact you're not fond of Russ. I could see it going both ways. 216-474-0092. A lot to get to here coming up in about 45 minutes. That's just on accurate. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk to our good friend Danny Cunningham. You've heard him on the station before, Locked On Cavs podcast. We'll talk to him about your Cleveland Cavaliers, 55-10, where they're at. But coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll have the station buzz. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.